Ali Horgan, you must be delighted. You've beaten a Premier Division team away in the Cup. That's quite a result.
Yeah, it is. Look, I mean, you know, it's a pity we couldn't maybe have done it last year. Although we did do it last year here in the last game. But look, you know, you'd swap it for a league result next weekend flying. You know, we're not going in any cup, and I think we have to be realistic about it. Like, we've got another game in a fortnight, which is great. And please God, we'll get a home draw for all the right reasons. But you know, we'd swap that for a league win next weekend, and you know, take a defeat here tonight if that was the case. But look, we can only take them tonight. I thought Bray started, came out of the blocks very, very well. We knew they would. They're playing at the higher level all year. They scored, deserved the score, and they had a great chance to score a second. I think had they scored a second, we'd have been out of sight, and there'd be another. But we dug in, and I think Sam Todd's goal was huge. You know, while we had maybe a little bit more possession in the second half, we didn't really look like breaking them down. And Sam popped up out of nowhere to give us, you know, an equaliser. I thought in extra time we were the better side. You know, we weren't the better side for long, long periods in normal time. But look, it's a great result, yeah. But as I said, you know, we go into the next round of the cup. That's great. But we concentrate next weekend on Athlone away from home.
And once more, you five or six players who've come in since the summer break, and again they stepped up.
They did, yeah. Look, we made a fair few mistakes there tonight as well. You know, and probably teams that are higher in confidence than Bray would have dealt with us maybe more clinically than them. And I don't mean that with any criticism of Bray whatsoever. They're a mighty club, and you know, we've had very few wins up here, so you'll take tonight grand. But I think we could be better, and that's not being harsh on our lads. You know, we'll probably play better sides than Bray, who at the moment, and Bray themselves will get better without doubt. But look, it's a good result, yeah. We'll you know, I'm sure Lorna, our treasurer, will be thrilled to have a, you know, another round in the cup, and please God we get a home draw for all those reasons. But realistically, we're not going to win any cup, and we our focus is on next Friday in Athlone, you know, as we speak.
And it's important to keep the momentum going. That's seven games unbeaten.
Yeah. I don't really know. You know, is that a huge, you know, maybe if you like, importance here tonight? You know, if we won on penalties, you know, you'd have been thrilled, put it that way to you. But yeah, we'd gladly take it as opposed to going out. It looked like we go to the game and lose 1-0 here, you know, and that's happened over the years against Bray sides. But we're in the next round of the cup. That's about the height of it. But as I said to you, I'm not trying to take away from here tonight. We have a massive game in Athlone next Friday, and that's really where you know, any attentions are turned to now, like, you know.
And finally, any knocks that you might be worried about?
Yeah, we had a couple of them there, to be fair. We had a few lads there struggling. Kieran Collis struggling, to his credit. He played on through it. Nathan Boyle is struggling. We had to take him off. And indeed, Mark Kyle, who came on, was also struggling. So that type of way, you know, not hectic, but at the same time, you know, we have a half decent panel now, in that we've more numbers there, to put it that way to you. So it's great to have another game in a fortnight's time as opposed to having a 3-week end.